Let's make sure we get our terminology down as I made this beautiful sheet for you. Okay? What's min bimino?
Two of the same thing.
Wine and wine. Water and water.
Okay, actually, we'll stick with Svi's actually better. It's wine and wine, water and water, okay? Because there's a famous machlokas about when it comes to mimimino, do we go by shame or substance, okay? But for now, we'll say fine. Wine and wine, water and water, okay? All good. Right. Okay. What's oser b'mashu?
Oser in a tiny mix.
Right, okay. So, and intuitively, if I mix two wines together, one's oser and one's mutter, it makes sense why it's oser b'mashu.
Yeah.
Because what can't we do?
This is the mutter part and this is the other.
Right. There's no method to be able to differentiate one from the other. Right? So the moment I mix up yayin esek with yayin heter, how would I ever be able to differentiate one from the other? That's a very important point. Because this sugya is going to challenge that assumption repeatedly. But it would seem like if I mix the same thing together, A with A, how I can't differentiate, so of course it's asur mashu. Good. Okay. What's mimishen amino?
Water, wine, wine, water.
Good. Okay. And what's no saint tam? Okay, so the Asur b'mashu, the reason why we default to mashu is because...
Right?
Hold on. Yeah, listen.
Like, obviously, if I,
the
one there is... I can taste the yayin esef, I just don't know.
No,
we don't care about time. Right, but let's say...
I know. I'm saying, turn yayin esef, it's your first knowing.
The term is yayin esef. If I mix water and wine, you can still taste the wine, and the wine is part of it. You can still taste the wine.
Number six. Mimishen amino but no same time means we have a method to determine if A is effectuating B. How do we know? Nesinas tam. That's the method to mimishire. And normally speaking, what could we do to test to see if there's tam in there? Taste it. No. However, they come along and they create a default. And the default is, as long as you have shishim, 60 of water against, let's say, yayin esek, right? We're going to say the tam, as a general axiom, is not expressed in the tairobas. That doesn't mean, empirically, there's no tam. Theoretically, it's possible. We don't care. Shishim works. That's the axiom. Don't ask any questions about that. At the end of the sugya, we'll get back into it. But whatever reason why, that's the axiom we work with. Okay? Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, I've had a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. Mishnah Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. Okay? Go. Yayin Nesech.
Yayin Nesech Asur. Oser, Kol
Shehu. Okay. So Yayin Nesech is Asur. We don't care why, but it is. And it's Oser B'chol Shehu. That's important. So meaning the smallest amount of Yayin Nesech, right, mixed with something else, normally I would say I need, what? 60th, okay? Even less than a 60th, meaning if the thing itself would still be a problem. That's what it seems like on the surface, okay? Okay, good. Go on.
Yayin b'yayin, b'mayim b'mayim, b'kol shehu, any amount would be usher.
So now that sounds like it's qualifying the first statement, right? So what do we, when we say it's, I'm just saying the simple reading, when we say it's usher b'mashu, right, we mean mim b'mino.
Yeah, I did have a second option.
Which is?
The first was just don't think saying like din or bias or whatever.
Just wait. I mean, the Gemara flushes some of this out. Okay? But right now, let's make it simple. If yayin is mixed with yayin, one's mutter, one's aser, or mayim heter with mayim aser, those are both mimimino, aser and mashu. Simple as that. Okay? Keep going.
Yayin b'mayim, mayim b'yayin, but no same tongue.
Right. Now, if it's yayin b'mayim. Okay, now let's make this confusing, okay? When we say yayin b'mayim and mayim b'yayin, there are obviously four scenarios we could be talking about.
Yes.
Okay, what are the scenarios?
Water, water.
Right, fine. Just put it in your head. No, right, there's four scenarios, right? Okay. Which one's the Mishnah referring to? Which two are the Mishnah referring to? No.
I know
Rav. Oh, okay, good. So Rav Dimi is going to step... The fact that the Mishnah is vague is going to give Rav Dimi an opening to... push his position through. Okay? Okay. But right now, all
it
means that... Exactly. If I just read the Mishnah on its own, I would say, it doesn't matter what the order is, right? Yayin b'mayim, r'mayim b'yayin, regardless of which one's usher and which one's mutter, at the end of the day, it's ein omino. Min b'she ein omino. And min b'she ein omino, the Mishnah says, no sin tam. What? No, no sin tam.
Yeah.
Right. Not usher. It depends. Right. No, there's four scenarios, right? Depending on the order.
Oh,
right. That's going to be pivotal. If you didn't see that, then what you would say is that it doesn't matter. But we know cheating ahead, the order is going to make a big difference. Okay? All right. Zeh HaKlal. Beautiful. Okay. If this were it, the easiest could be. And there's plenty of Gemaras and Chulin and other sugyas that repeat this principle. By the way, we're going to be focusing on Yayin Nesek, but this principle is extrapolated in all the areas of Isser and Heter. Okay. Now comes the Gemara. Ki Asa Rav Dimi. So, okay, now just to let you know a little background, Rav Dimi is coming from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, right? And he says, oh, I heard from Rav Yochanan on the following. So what does he hold? Mechavis Labor. Okay. No, even I feel a call Yom Kulo, right? Rishon. Okay. Board time. All right. So what I did? What's the case? Hey guys, what's the case? What's the first case for Dimi? What's the case?
That you're pouring into a barrel.
What kind of yayin?
Nesek.
Okay. So we're gonna yayin Nesek. Right, and what's in here?
Water, substance.
What's the substance?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's gonna be either water or wine.
We'll start with Mimino for now. Okay.
There
you
go.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So now, and I'm gonna pour it. I'm gonna draw it like this. Okay. I'm gonna draw it drop by drop.
Okay.
Whoa, it's going up.
Yeah, it's coming out of the
okay.
The Nesef? I like it.
Okay, very well. Yayin Nesef is being poured out, okay, into the Yayin Heter. Okay, so now what does he say? Now, what before he says anything, what you should say is what?
Second,
he's a genius.
Oh, it's okay. It's no. Oscar. First chapter.
Of course, Min Bimino, Gamashu. Yeah. And we know there's no way to differentiate Yayin Nesef from Yayin Heter. Immediately, you have to say Min Bimino, Gamashu.
Yep.
All of a sudden, now here's where. What? Okay. It turns out there's this back pocket principle called Rishon Batal. Now, the simple shot of Rishon Batal is what's happening when this takes place. Don't be biased by like anyone. Just how would you learn that?
The drop gets batal, the second drop gets batal, the third drop gets batal, the fourth drop.
Okay, right. So now. Good. So now let's draw it down here. What's happening then?
Mudra's getting slightly bigger each time.
This starts off as Yayin Nesef, right? And it converts to Yayin Heter. Right?
It's a slightly bigger Yayin Heter.
Right, exactly. So, theoretically, right, I could have a situation, theoretically, right, where the majority of the wine is what?
What used to be Yayin Nesef.
What?
Used to be Yayin Nesef.
Okay, right. And and therefore the relationship of Yayin Nesef and Yayin Heter is, let's say, 51-49 or more. And yet, what you would say at this point is that's not. Now, abstractly, that's beautiful, because what you're saying is that what's happening, every drop that hits is contaminating this vodka. So it's contaminating this vodka, it's becoming part of the Yayin Heter. Because part of the Yayin Heter, it is Yayin Heter. It is Yayin Heter. Remember, Yayin Nesek and Yayin Heter, those are abstract definitions. There's no difference in the substance. When I look at the two wines, they look exactly the same. So, okay. But of course, if that's true, what does that do to Min Bimino? And why do we care about this?
Good question.
Who can, exactly. I know it's a good
Gemara
question.
Similar.
I know. But I'm saying, well, it doesn't quite ask the Rishon Rishon Batal, but...
What do you mean?
What? Yeah. Why should Kama Batal? Why should Rishon Rishon Batal do anything? Where'd that come from?
It's Usher Mashi.
Right. This is a huge finish. What I should say is, the moment this hits in, any time, if I have Min Bimino...
Yeah.
Be quiet. Let me show you the alternate case, okay? Very simple, right? Very simple.
Remember, that was Rashi. Rashi says...
Okay, I have Yayin.
Hey,
into here, right? If I pour them in together, of course you're going to say Min Bimino Gamashu.
Right.
But also now we say no, as each drop goes in. Okay. Now, of course, what other machlokas is going to come up? You don't know this yet. Well, I mean, let's start. Come on, think like a detective. When we say you're pouring in, what ma'ara? What does ma'ara mean? Does it mean?
Okay.
No.
One big splash.
I love you. No. Does hamit'aref? Does that mean you're pouring in like giroy, which means is it a constant flow, or does it mean
tipa by tipa. Now, intuitively, you can see the difference between the two, because you can argue if it's tipa by tipa, there's a chance.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Oh, well, this is my focus, okay?
Right,
you see.
I know, because you also split the drop in half.
What?
Okay, but for now, I'm just letting you know there's going to be a difference between saying you're pouring
the conscious truth is a large drop.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. One way. I know. I'm that's why I don't understand why that.
Now, so that's his presentation of the principle. Okay. So one thing we see for sure is that he suspended min bimino. Sounds like he's suspending it. How can he do that? How do we understand the interaction between min bimino and kama kama bata? Okay. What else? It only seems to work, since he presents it this way, it only seems to work in which scenario? Right, meaning if I have Yain Hether, which would be the alternate, right, and I have Yain Hether in here,
it's never going to work.
What do you mean?
Yin Yain Hether was five times.
It's the same case, don't be.
No, you don't have to do it that way.
It's the same phenomenon. In other words, What do we say here?
That's what the mission is talking about.
What? Okay, good. So now the Gemara is going to say, right, what? Tanan. Okay. My love.
The first one.
Nafil. Hetera. Right. So what's the Gemara saying? What's the Gemara's question? What's the Mishnah talking about?
Well, you're talking about where you're pouring the usher in the mishnah.
Lo, deka nafil hatira lego isura. Right? So what the Gemara, and there's not real happening here, but I'm saying, what did the Gemara think?
The Mishnah talking about pouring usher in the mishnah.
Right, and in that case, what would you say?
That if it's true, that's Gashu Asher, it's wrong.
So therefore, how do you have to read the Mishnah? Right, so when you can say Mutter and Asher, obviously there's nothing to speak about when it comes to what? Bittel.
It's pretty weird.
Why?
If I have a drop of Yain Hesef and a pouring Yain Hether, it's okay. If I just do the exact thing, I just reverse the order.
Instead of pouring Yain Hether, it's okay.
Yeah, that's this case.
I know. But then if I just take the Yain Hether and I pour on the drop of Yain Hether,
yes,
then it's a problem.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Oh, that's what you were talking about before, right? That's the extreme case. It's an amazing idea that if I have Yain Hether here, right? Right?
Potential energy in the substance.
It's just weird because it's too easy. It's like the first one's moving.
Right?
Yeah.
What do we say? No matter what, it's always going to be usher.
I like it.
Why?
Why
not?
Why do you like it?
Forget that for now. Don't worry. Okay. So now what's our case now? Okay, so Mishnah tells us what? The Mishnah just says, Yayin Bimayim, we go by Nesinas Tam. Min Bishayin Amino goes by Nesinas Tam. So the Gemara says, my love to Kan Nafil.
My love to Kan Nafil. Chamra di Sura Lamaya.
De Hetera, right? So what would you think the Mishnah is talking about? Right? Lo, rather what? Right, the kanafel chamra de hetera lemaya di sura. So no, what's the mishnah? Right, so would the same principle apply if it were yain esech into mayim heter? Yain esech into mayim, that's yain heter. Yain esech into mayim heter. What would you say there?
Yain esech into mayim heter.
Yes.
Okay, so if I yain esech here, right?
If you could taste the wine.
There is a third possibility.
I understand.
Right?
So what would you say here?
Yeah.
Depending on there is a possible wine.
Well, why would that matter?
Because then it's...
No! Kama kama bato. Right?
Oh, it's probably... Yeah,
we don't need to apply nosin kam... what do you call it? The shirno kam. Say kama kama bato. And what about the reverse case? Okay, what if I have... Yeah, Mayim Heter into...
Oh, then you could say...
What? Well, no, what would we say here?
No,
Kishin. Kishin, right?
Oh, yes, sir. And then,
Can I present one more case, just to make it more fun? You don't have to define this yet, but this is going to come up in a week. Okay? What about this case? What about if I have Yain Heter and Mayim Heter? And then I add in Yain Nesser.
Oh, I figured it out.
You know, because you need the part.
It depends on the ratio of Yain Heter to Mayim Heter.
Nope.
Yeah, if they get it.
All right.
It's not if they're Russell to each other.
We'll find out.
Oh my god.
Remember, min bimino is usher b'mashu.
Fine, so if they're not butzel, then it should be usher.
No.
How do they mix that
it's
word?
It's usher, it's usher, because yain nasa. There's
how do they mix that word?
They're separate.
Simple way of learning is that what's happening when I drop the, what do you call it, the yain nesach into the yain heter? Not just butzel, but it's being converted into what?
Yain
heter. Okay? Okay. Tosa's going to have a serious problem with this. What? Yes. What? If you're dealing with abstract definitions to begin with, why not? It doesn't bother me.
Are you saying,
Tosfos, ki asa rav dimi. Go.
Ki asa rav dimi.
Right, so he caves. Right? He caves. What does he do?
Pouring from a barrel into a pit. The entire day, kulo.
Right. Umash mahacha. I thought you read that already. Sorry. Right. So even okay. So afilu misrabe hayayin nesech levasov. So even if rove of that mixture right ends up being yayin nesech, 51% yayin nesech, 49% yayin heter. Even if that's the case, right? Mikol makom raminan. Mash mahacha. Good. Is that clear? So the simple way to learn, one second, the simple way to learn the Gemara is that what's happening is that every drop of Yain Nesek that falls in is converted into Yain Heter, and therefore theoretically, I can have the majority being Yain Nesek and it's Tyrobes and it still be Mutter.
Well, it's not.
I know it's Yain Nesek, right? But he's saying it for he's saying. Correct. Okay. So Tosa says, Vitema.
Vitema. Brachos.
Dibibachoros.
Dibachoros.
Good.
Parakalokeach. Amrina. Halokeach. Seer. May. Your heckler.
Nope. No. No. From who? May what? An idolater. There you go. Avodas Alilim. So you get what? You get. What's seer?
A barrel of wine.
Brine. Okay? Brine. Okay? What? A little bit. Great. Okay, go on. All right, so you take seer, right? Okay? From a non-Jew. What are you concerned about? No, what are you concerned about?
Oh, that
it's nitma. No, that is nitma from the non-Jew. You have to know the case in Bechorah. So what's the case? I take this brine from a non-Jew, and there's a chashash that the non-Jew touching it may have made a tummy. Okay, go on. Yes, fish brine. Brine. Okay, brine. B-R-I-N-E. So what do you do? Okay, what does that mean? No, one second. So now, guys, you got to follow this case. I have a kli, and in it is the brine. Now, what's my solution to the problem? I take this kli with the brine and do what with it? I stick it into? What's my mayim here? A mikvah. Okay? I put it into a mikvah. Okay? Okay, so now what's going to happen? Keep going. Vitar, right? Why do we say it's tar? Let's think logically. Again, I have a kli with seer inside it that is a chashash tumah. Let's just call it tumah. So what do? I stick it into a mikvah, okay, filled with water. Now that seer, what? I take the whole kli and I put the whole kli in with this thing in it into the mikvah. Yeah. Okay. Now let's think for a second. What was in the kli with the seer? What's mixed with it to begin with? Well, we know the seer, but what's seer comprised of? What's fish brine comprised of? So watch. Mimanashach. The E. Okay. Which means what?
If the
No. If the majority is water against the tzir, okay? In the kli, guys, in the kli, what do we have? Okay? Tumahi, right? But tzir itself does not mekabel tumah. Of course. Okay, so again, what's the case here? What does mekabel tumah? Good. Okay, good. So now what do I have? I get from my guy brine, which has in it both water, which is subject to, and tzir, which is not subject to tumah. Okay. And now I take that, I'm going to put it into a mikvah. Right? So, why is it going to be good? Why will it work? Because iman of shach. Let's work it out again. What's the iman of shach? Come on. Okay, so again, if I don't know the ratio of tzir, of within the tzir of mayim to brine, okay? So now, putting it into the mikvah helps. You'll see in a second why Tosa is bringing this in. So let me finish. Because if you put it in the mikvah, what are you going to say? If in the kli there was more water than tzir, so the water's tameh, but the mikvah water will help that. And if there was more tzir than mayim, there's no reason, there's no issue at all to deal with tumah of the, on the tzir.
Well, even if there is, that little...
So Vitrin Tosos. Parish.
Parish.
Okay. Okay. Now let's analyze this. So the only chashash that would exist is what? Is the only the real chashash is what? What's the real chashash here?
Back in our case or this case?
If there was, it's because we're worried about that little bit of water that's mixed in with the tzir. Right. Remember, it's mixed together. So the chashash I'm going to have is that if I ate this brine substance, part or one of the ingredients in the brine is this tameh water. And that's a chashash. I can't drink that. Okay. Go on. Umiut maya diislei butle, right? That tzir hu arov. But if the tzir is the majority, then what are we going to say about the water? Okay, good. Okay. Okay. Keep going.
Lo shanu ella litvol patu ella litdera lo dematza
min as mina. Okay, stop. What does that mean? So I told you guys we have to do this together. You never be able to do this on your own. So what's Soso saying? Okay, what's he saying? He's saying this. He's saying that lo. Okay, we know the tzir and the water. So what are we looking for? We're looking for the tzir to mevatel the water. That's what we're looking for. Now let's go slow. So he says the tzir must be the majority. Now the Gemara comments on that and says what? Lo shanu ella litvol behen pito. Okay? Which means what? Oh, come on. What am I looking to do? Do the tefillah and then do what with the... What am I trying to get out of this mixture? Ultimately. You're right, halakhically, but culinarily... No, what do I want? It's the brine. I want the fish stuff. Okay? No, what I want is I want the fish stuff. I want to get rid of the water. So if I'm looking just to consume the fish stuff, then it's very helpful. Aval, likdera, which means what? But let's say I want to cook, right? I want to cook the tzir, right? With some, let's say, other water. Okay? So, lo, we don't say what? We don't say that the fact that there was little water against the tzir works. Okay, the matzah min esmino. Because what do we say? We say that little water that was left with the tzir now finds its other water friend, right, in the kadera, and now you have mimamino. Velo amar what? Kama bato. Okay, let's go slow. Amar kama bato. Right, that we don't say that the mayim tame that was put into the tzir. We say kama bato. We don't say that. Yeah. And then he says, Ravdimi Kamar, Ravdimi himself, right, says, La. Right, Hassam, right? And that Ravdimi doesn't argue with Ravdimi over there. So the key point is that you see there's an inconsistency. For some reason, all you have to take out of this so far, okay? Sorry for to get you the torture of the case. All you got to take out of this so far is that for some reason, Kama Bottle works. In other words, if you hold Kama Bottle means, that the actual substance, as our friend Aaron likes to put it, transmutates. Right, transmutates. That's just not true, because we see other cases where that's not true. We see other cases where it's not converted permanently into heter. Because Rashi is the one who says it's permanently transformed. You're right, but we have to get through the rest of the shita. Keep going, Tzvi. Okay, now there's another kasha, and this would be a little easier, I think. Okay. So it turns out there's a stira with Rav Yochanan and Rav Yochanan. Because remember, who's Rav Dimi quoting here? Rav Yochanan. How so? The Shmaitin Hacha. The Shmaitin what? Okay. So we know in our case what? Good. But what happens in Nadarim? Ikara. I feel the coin. Okay, what is that case?
There was a gedulin of truma.
Okay, what are those? Grows a truma, and what do you do?
They grew and multiplied.
Gidula valikara. What does that mean? The little growths became majority over the ikar. Okay?
Little growths.
Growths. You'll see what he means. Okay? The asr b'achila. Feel the coin. Okay, mikol makom. What do we? Excuse me. Us afil lekohen leoklan. Right? Why? Mishum.
Tevel.
Tevel. Okay. So what do you have here? Well, what do you think? What do you think the case is? What's the case? What's the case? What's the case? Keep going. Okay. Good. Right. So really, you must say what? He, of course, he holds a Rishon Rishon Bato. Ella. Well, it's actually really odd. She lo yipo. Sham kolkach mina yai nesech b'enakol. Okay. Keep going.
She lo yehe heter.
Shishim. Okay. Aval. Right. K'dei levatlo. Aser. Why? Mishum. The matzah min. Okay. So it's very simple. All this work gets to one. This is the point I want to get to before we finish Tosfos. Simple machlokas. Okay. Rashi holds that kama kama batel, every drop I put in there, right? What happens to that drop of wine? It becomes heter. Okay? No matter how much yayin esech falls in there, it always transforms into yayin heter. Rashi adds a caveat. Excuse me, Tosos adds a caveat. So it's not so fast. In order for it to be defined as yayin heter, what's required in the boar against the yayin esech constantly? Not batel. Shishim. Shishim. Again, let's read Tosfos. He says, "Aval im nafal kolkach." Ella atchi atchi lo yipol sham kolkach yai nesech ben akol shelo yehe beheter shishim. Aval im nafal kolkach l'sirugin ben akol she'ein beheter shishim kei levatlo aser mishum matzah min es mino. Okay. So again, it all comes down to this. It's a beautiful machlokas to define. Okay? Do we say Yain Esech drips in, converts Yain Heter, and it's irrelevant how much Yain Heter is in here? Meaning, it could be at the end of the day, majority Yain Esech, it's still mutter. Or do we say no? Do we say, I need.
And when he says Kala Yom Kula, which means, but not that. So you see
the corn goes also? One second. I need billions of Yain Heter, right? And as I drop in my Yain Esech, what we say is.
You'll never get up to a 60.
As long as. Well. I'm being facetious, but as long as there's shishim total of yayin heter against the yayin nesek that's fallen in there, then we say it's mutter. But the moment the ratio of shishim is gone, okay, the moment that there's...
It doesn't transmute.
159.
Okay, what?
It's like there's 159 yayin nesek.
Right, once it happens?
And according to us, what's called yom kulo means not past 60.
Yeah.
Correct. It's really big. Okay? Let's just finish Tosfos. Deim lo teima hachi, right? Because if you don't learn this way, right? If you don't learn this way, if you don't learn that you need shishim against that yayin nesach for it to work, then he's going to say, what's more than that? He says, if you don't learn that way, v'chi im haya adam me'are chalav, okay, excuse me, chalav. Let's say a guy poured chalav, right? B'kdira shel heter, right? So let's say a guy poured chalav into a kdira of mutter meat. Mat mat besirugin. Drop by drop, right? Until you have more chalav than actual, right? Would you ever think in a million years? You wouldn't think it's mutter, by the way. Would you ever think it's mutter? Mishum kama kama batal. Elavadai lo amrina kama kama batal. We don't say kama kama batal. Kivan. Kiman sheish kol kach mina israel levasov shu no saint tam v'im tomar kiman da'ad sheishim to amrak de perish im kain machin juzel shmina shu yibat da'ad sheishim. Okay, fine. There's one more question Tosfos has at the end, which you can guys do later on. But what's this machlokas? You got to finish Tosfos to define this, okay? But it's a very, very fascinating machlokas.